Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's going on?
Well, Gary, Idris Elba apparently isn't black enough. We'll get into that later on.
Also, we got a smash alert with vampire tendencies.
And you know we have to talk about last night's emotional episode of Masked Singer. Portia and Brett are out, and Heidi and Frank are going to join us later. But Sherry, baby, what you got?
Chewy, I'm so sad. It's over, Chewy. It's really over. HK Gary is over. I want to cry. Y'all don't even know, sound so emotional, because after trying to make it work, the couple has finally decided to officially call it quits. They just released a joint statement together, and they said, "We have realized we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects.
Damn.
We wish the best for each other and each other's children." J-Lo Alex Rodriguez, y'all, when they were together for 4 years, we had such high hopes for them. Friggin' reality star messing around. Now, Gary, do you think that they're sad at home, or you think that they both moved on and they're dating?
Definitely, honey. They are both, honey, going on about their own separate lives, honey. They are not definitely at home crying or anything. But let me just say this. I told y'all, and everybody attacked me, that nowhere in hell that J-Lo and A-Rod were going to get back together. Because first of all, honey, Jennifer Lopez being the woman that she is, honey, and A-Rod being the man that he is, he did not like a Spanish woman. He did not. Mm. That was not his profile.
Yes, that was not his profile.
Look at the
women
he dated. He dated European women.
You have to know that A-Rod deep down regrets cheating, or allegedly cheating, on J-Lo with a reality star. Like, it's J-Lo, y'all. She is a movement. She is an icon. Like, how you gonna mess that up?
J-Lo is a cold fish, and she can't keep a damn man.
She's not a cold fish. Don't you talk about my girl like that. I will fight you over J-Lo.
Well, all right, well, moving on. In other controversial news, apparently Idris Elba isn't black enough.
What?
Oh, my God. Now, whoever said that needs to damn it look again, because he's very chocolate.
Yes,
well, here's the thing, Gary. Has nothing to do with Idris' skin tone, but they say the character from his BBC series Luther isn't black enough. So,
so good.
There was a diversity conference, and a BBC executive who's a black woman said that Idris Elba's TV detective character, DCI John Luther, isn't authentic because he doesn't have any black friends and he doesn't eat any Caribbean food.
Okay.
Now, of course.
What kind of criteria is that?
Of course, you know, Black Twitter was not pleased with the statement. One person tweeted, "So Luther wasn't diverse because he wasn't a stereotype?"
Right.
And another person tweeted, "So if I'm keeping up, Idris Elba was too street to play Bond, but is it black enough as Luther? Got it." This is one of the most popular black men in the world, and he still gets...
So, Julie, how would you feel, honey, if somebody told you that you weren't Hispanic enough because, honey, you don't eat empanadas and salsa dancing?
I don't know what the hell an empanada is, but yes, I do salsa dance.
Really?
All right. It's been a minute, y'all, since we gave you a...
Smash alert!
Get it in.
All right, so Keisha Cole, y'all, she's got a new man. His identity hasn't been confirmed yet, so we can't drop names or pics just yet, okay? She's been gushing about her new beau all over social media, and she even posted a video on her Instagram with a big old hickey on her neck, y'all.
Ooh.
Get it, Keisha. With the caption, "Next time make it darker, bae. It's a vibe." Okay.
Oh.
Well, you know fans went in on her saying she's too damn old for a hickey, but Keisha clapped back and tweeted, and I quote, "How can you be too old for a hickey? You b- crazy. And whoever said it, yeah. Hashtag respectfully. Okay.
Sharon, wouldn't you want to be kissed where you were missed, honey? I mean, come on. I would love to have a hickey, honey, where you missed me at. So why be making a big deal about it? You never told for a hickey.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if anybody remembers. I'm on the other side. I want Keisha happy, too. It's your business. But hickeys hurt. When you give a real good hickey, that mess hurts. I don't want my love to be painful. And you can give me, and let me tell you this, Gary, I like hickeys, just not where you can see them.
I mean, it's good to get a hickey on your labia. I mean, that's a good bite.
On your what?
Your labia.
Gary, where? On your
labia is a country, Gary. Labia.
Have you ever had a hickey on your espinada? That's the best place, bro. That's the best place.
Where, Chewy? In Libya? In the country, Libya?
On your espinada. On your espinada. On your espinada.
Yeah, there.
Your labia.
See, that's why he is who he is.
But you know what I
mean? Yes, Gary. I like hickeys on my labia. Dang. Oh, God.
Oh, well, geez. Last night, y'all, baby, the Masked Singer had everyone looking like they just had cutting onions, y'all. Now, after performing Poison's Every Rose Has Its Thorns. Oh, that's such a beautiful song. Oh, my God. I'm just getting choked up now.
Oh.
It was revealed, y'all, that the Oracle, honey, was Mark McGrath.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Now, the 90s rock star, honey, had everyone crying a river before and after, y'all, the performance because, honey, he dedicated the song to his late father. It was so touching, y'all. Listen to this.
Before I was about to sing Every Rose, which is an important song, a song my dad really liked, and then when I heard the package start, before I started singing, I was getting a little emotional. And then Nick just comes up as the amazing host he is and just hits me in the heartstrings with, "That was for your father, man. How do you feel?" And then I was crying like a little baby inside that orca mask. And thank God I had that on right there.
Whoever you are, we could feel your heart with this. And it was just so good.
That was beautiful.
But yo, Sherry, can you imagine like crying your eyes out under a mask like that and you just have to just keep thugging through it and you can't wipe your tears?
You know, honestly, HK, I'd be like, don't wipe the tears because that looks so good when you take the mask off that all of the tears were streaming down your face. I just feel bad that after it was so heartfelt and he got voted off. That's, because it was beautiful.
So touching.
I can feel. Does it hurt in your labia?
Yes, it's hurting so bad. All right, honey, time to check in with L.A. Heidi. Now, it's hard to get good help, honey, you can trust these days, isn't it?
That's right, Gary. You know, it's hard to know who you can trust these days because a guy I'm sure you're very familiar with, producer DJ Mustard.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He just got bamboozled out of a ton of moolah. The multi-platinum producer is claiming his personal shopper, who is also an Instagram influencer, scammed him out of $50,000. He said, "Today I found out that she," talking about his personal shopper, "ran my credit cards up over $50,000 buying stuff for herself. Purses, shoes, shades, and other stuff. This is crazy and just wrong." Now imagine this. Somebody hires you to do personal shopping for them.
Right, right.
You end up buying $50,000 of clothes with their money for yourself. You'd think you would just be on your knees. "Oh my God, is there anything I can do?" Here's what she said. "Truly so sorry. Should have never got to that point. My temptation to degrade. I'm so sorry."
If I'm going to give a woman my credit card and send her off to get me something, right, I might say, "And get yourself something pretty."
If you go get yourself something pretty, I go, I bought this turtleneck. It was like $12. I hope that's okay.
Anyone who buys a turtleneck for $12 is not going to be my personal shopper.
Why not? I find really good stuff for a good price.
You definitely influence the turtle community.
You should hire me. I would find you really nice stuff at very reasonable prices at JCPenney.
She bought me this hoodie. Look at this thing. This is ratty. This is nasty. It's got zip.
You look hipper and cooler than you ever have. DJ Mayo.
You are the condiment of white, all right?
Well, I'm offended by
If anybody's DJ Mayonnaise, it's you. That's what they call you on Dish Nation behind your back, DJ Mayonnaise.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Oh, well, you better catch up.
See? All right, everybody, stay tuned because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Meek Mill is a trending topic once again. Now, right, y'all know he always is being called out for saying the most outlandish things on the internet. So yesterday, popular Instagram influencer Justin LaBoy posted a message to women asking them to watch their pH balance instead of watching his page. Dag, LaBoy, wow.
Mm.
And Meek Mills, being Meek, he creeped into the comments and asked, what's a pH balance? Well, Black Twitter,
wow,
they began roasting Meek, suggesting that he was not very intelligent.
Some dudes just don't know much about a lot. And maybe Meek Mill is one of those dudes.
So I'm going to ask HK and Chewy, because you both have women in your lives. Do you guys know what a pH balance is?
Like the internal acidity level of a woman. And like sometimes, like, you know, if you like mess around, you could throw women's pH balances off by bringing like other people's like acidity levels into your women. Sometimes even as men, your pH balance can switch up and you got to change your deodorant.
It just depends and messes with your alkaline levels in your body. If she's more alkaline in her body, then her pH balance is going to be balanced. And, you know, if it's off sometimes, it can cause some vaginal issues as well.
Oh.
So, yeah. So just make sure that.
Boy, y'all are smart.
What's up?
It is. It's the alkaline versus the acidity in your vagina. And there's good bacteria that, and this is what causes if it smells good or not. Or, you know, if it's itchy or not. So probably if you'd have said to Meek Mill.
And if her levels are off, that can sometimes cause yeast infections. So ladies,
absolutely,
be pH balanced and watch your alkaline levels.
Damn, Chewy and HK.
Oh. Get it together, guys.
We're like the
Dish Nation version of WebMD.
You sure are.
Well, what I said shouldn't have been bad because I've always heard on commercials, pH balance shampoo, so I thought it had to do with hair. Hell.
Because we all have a pH balance in our body, Gary, but what LaBoy was referring to specifically was the vaginal area. He was trying to give a little clap back on women's vaginas.
I'm immune to that, so I don't know.
Right.
Well, that wasn't for you.
All right, well, moving on, y'all. Looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger can't seem to let go of the past, y'all. He can't do it. During a recent interview with Kelly Clarkson, his son Patrick revealed that his dad still uses his old catchphrases from movies and in his everyday life. Wow, check it out.
Does your dad, like, always say, like, his one-liners? And I'm like, all the time.
Like, I hope that every time he exits a room, he says,
He'll turn back and be like, I'll be back. But I'll be like, Dad, really? Like, come on. Like,
you're over it, but we think it's funny.
Yeah, I know.
When do you guys think he uses these catchphrases? In the kitchen, in the bed, while he's driving in traffic? Does he say, I'll be back, get to the chopper? What's up?
Anytime he's going anywhere, I'll be back is the perfect thing to say.
Right.
Yeah, he told that to Paul Maria when he got with that damn maid. But anyway, so Sherry, so you think he uses these catchphrases on it during sex too?
I absolutely think he does. I would like that. You know, are we going to go do it tonight? I'll be back.
As long as he's not saying it's not a tumor during sex, that'd be great.
I put the cookie down.
If you got catchphrases and people know you for catchphrases, you want to use them.
What would you say everybody's catchphrases on this show? Like, I have an air horn. What about you guys? Like, what would Sherry's catchphrase be?
Oh, Brad, I love Brad.
Brad's catchphrase would be, Gary, because you like bitches, Gary. Don't start with me today, Gary.
Want your hair to feel heavenly and divine? Then you need the Main Choice Heavenly Halo 5-Piece Hair Care Bundle. It includes 8-ounce containers of pre-poo hair mask shampoo, conditioner, and softening milk, so you can wash and condition your way to healthy, beautiful hair.
Now, Hair Crack, this is just what I need. Tell me more about it.
Well, Gary, each product is packed with vitamins, botanicals, and essential nutrients, which helps multicultural hair to grow and be more manageable.
Ooh, so how much is it?
Get excited, because usually this hair care bundle has been seen as high as $83. But for our Dish Nation viewers, get ready. It's only $39.
Ooh, $39? Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, pull up. Just go to mortisave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Next, Katy Perry opens up about her modern family with Orlando Bloom and his ex-wife Miranda Kerr. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, if you thought there was any jealousy between Orlando Bloom's ex-supermodel Miranda Kerr and his current love Katy Perry, well, think again. Because Katy recently went on Instagram Live with Miranda to promote Miranda's skincare products, and Katy called them a modern family. Take a look.
One of the great things about being close with Miranda is that I get to try out all her products, especially when her son, who's 10 years old, comes home with them and I look through his little backpack. I'm like, oh, what's this new thing? What's that?
This is the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
I think
man.
The reveal happens when she says she goes through the backpack of Miranda and Orlando's son. and she finds these random, like, oh, what's this? Well, what was she looking for originally? Messages from Miranda to Orlando?
Come on,
sounds like she's way insecure.
So you're thinking keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. That's your thinking with all this, right?
Exactly, Chewy. And I think it's very smart to promote the skincare products, because if Miranda's business passes Orlando and Katie, all of a sudden they're getting paid to take care of that kid. It's a huge
You turn something beautiful and mature.
So beautiful into something so negative, Frank. I love the way how you bring doom and gloom on something so sweet.
Maybe if I'm Orlando Bloom, I worry that, you know, my wife, who has apparently kissed a girl and she liked it, may end up falling in love with my ex, Miranda Curry, and then they have a relationship.
Maybe she's flirting. Maybe she's flirting right now. She's trying to get that lip gloss, that lip balm she made. So kissable.
They're going to be putting creams on each other. Hello.
I'd get on that OnlyFans page.
All right. Well, it's just, it goes butter. From hot to even hotter, because we're going to talk about Paulina Poroskova. If you don't know the name, she was a supermodel back in the day. And the supermodel, who just turned 56 last week, is on the cover of Vogue, Czechoslovakia. And she shared that cover on Instagram saying, exactly 40 years after my very first German Vogue cover at the age of 16, here's a new one, full frontal nude at age 56 on Vogue, Czechoslovakia.
Amazing. Yo.
What do you think about the swan? The swan emojis on the nips.
Looks amazing.
I'd have probably done a couple of bolognese or something.
So I'm guessing, Swan, who's the producer on this, put swans over the nipples.
I thought Paulina did it. No?
No. Yeah. It was Swan who works for Dish Nation. She put it over the nipples. Luckily, if I was a producer, I'd have put pepperonis, which probably would have been redundant.
I think the birthday photo shoot is the best, because I just did one. I did it this weekend. And when you do something like that for your birthday where you're feeling good about yourself and you just want to celebrate your body, it's such a, like, it was an amazing feeling to do my birthday photo shoot. So I can't wait.
Sherry, did you share these? Are these of you in your black outfit?
No, it's the red one. Remember the red one? I was a red bodysuit.
Sherry's sending you sexy photos?
Very close. We're very close girlfriends.
In 2 more weeks, I'm putting them out.
Sherry, what emoji did you use to cover your nipples?
I didn't need an emoji because my nipples, they fell off the frame, Frank. So they weren't even in the frame.
they were cut off. They were down frame.
They were facing the floor.
Okay. All right, when you think Steve Urkel, you think, did I do that? Well, he did do that, and we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Y'all remember the show Family Matters, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Well, Jaleel White, who plays Steve Urkel, has gotten into the cannabis industry and has created a line called It's Purple. And get this, he has a strain called the Purple Urkel. Jaleel said that he felt a little like Willy Wonka because the flavor came out so similar to grape candy.
You know, it kind of makes sense because he was, Chewy, he was always inventing stuff on that show.
Always.
That's right.
If that show had still been on and Steve Urkel got all grown up, it makes sense. He's in the weed business.
Did I smoke that?
Here's what I picture. I picture Steve Urkel, you guys. I picture Steve Urkel taking a hit of that Purple Urkel.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you go, and then he goes, hey there, hi there, ho there. Because he turns into Stefan. Stefan was the cool version.
No, he wouldn't be smoking the Purple Urkel because he has a strain called Stefan or Stefan. He has another strain for that. I actually own a marijuana growing company in Los Angeles. I got quite the grow house here, and I'm coming out with my own strain at the end of this month called Frankation.
But Frank, what happened to sharing it with your coworkers, like, so we could try it out?
I wanted to get it perfected, and you guys will get the first line, okay?
Harvest,
all right? You're lucky you take a hit, you will turn into Steve Urkel. I'd be very careful with this.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.